Okay, so nous sommes ici à Toulouse avec des personnes de le monde. We're here in Toulouse in France, and we're in an amazing place. There's lots of activities going on. There's the cooking, there's cooker's been made, garden's been made. It's a lovely atmosphere, it's some really lovely people. So we're here with Andre. So could you just tell us a little bit about what's going on here at the moment?
Okay, right now it's a meeting of people from different places, mostly in Europe. It's a European meeting of the People's Global Action Network. And here in Toulouse, the idea was to occupy a space in the city center that used to be squatted before, and the houses were destroyed, and to kind of demonstrate what we can build in an autonomous way with very little means for basic necessities. And basically, there's been workshops on straw and earth and wood and house and solar ovens and projections of movies about different struggles. And there's been a lot of discussion and many things, yeah. Yeah.
So, but like here at the moment now, it's just gone sunset, so it's probably what, about 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, maybe. And after the discussion that was in the kind of marquee, a man came in with a machine and then started opening up the earth. He intends to build a garden here soon for this neighbourhood in Toulouse. And behind us, there's young people, older people helping build a geodesic type dome. And it's just so much activity is going on, but just to explain, like this is not very far out from the city centre. This is very close to the city centre, and Toulouse itself, the bit I've seen, is a very built up city. It's very high buildings and narrow streets, very very dense, and you don't really find too many places where you can sit out. And so if this was to turn into something in the future for this area of the city, like a place where people could come and to plant food or to have a quieter, more gentle living, like maybe that would be a great thing. If you could just explain though a little bit more about the history of this place, like it's because it is only what, 10-15 minutes from the Pont Neuf and the center of the city. So how did it come about, or what's its history?
Okay, before, so it's quite a green part of the city where we have small houses, and in the beginning of the 20th century, it was a place, it was a part of the city that was planned to be for working class families, so they could have easier access to property and have their own garden, which was kind of which is really threatened for like 30 years now, because the housing policy of the city is to make more profitable projects, like housing more dense, and a road that would go through this neighborhood. And so like all the people that are living in this neighborhood, like there's only 30 of them left, and a few more houses are squatted, and everybody is going to be evicted in a few months or a few years, because these projects are supposed to begin soon. Now, what happened like 9 years ago is that the place where we are was squatted for 2 years and then evicted and destroyed.
And just some people mightn't be too familiar with what, because in Ireland especially there's not a very strong squatting culture, so lots of people mightn't really understand what it's about, or they might think it's a negative thing because they only hear about it through the media saying it's all bad things going on. But could you, for example, what was here 9 years ago, could you just, like we've seen, there's a few pictures up of how it used to look, could you just try to tell us about what went on there, the kind of life that happened here, and how the community around supported, or what they thought of it?
Yes, so there was a collective of people living here, so in a part of the houses that was there, and also they organized with neighbors or friends cultural activities, like artistic activities or activities for children. So it seemed to have been very alive, and yeah, with the idea of giving life to a place that was abandoned,
it's kind of like if the state isn't willing to give exciting things to an area that the people themselves create their own things of enjoyment or to satisfy their needs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. The idea is that by organizing ourselves, we can get to something that is closer to our needs and where we are less exploited. And so, yeah, I think here it was an interesting experience in that way. But yeah, there's, as always, there is private property, so coming to a place without authorization is illegal. So
and that has the risks of the police coming again and shutting it down or arresting people.
I think right after that, I don't know if it's this place or another place, but there was another occupation that happened shortly after, that was evicted after 3 days and quite violently, I heard. So yeah, that's true.
And this place which has been occupied again, this is it's happened because the PGA is happening, and people have a sort of almost as a memory of what happened here before, and I suppose reminding people about the squatting and autonomous actions. But that's the reason why we're in this physical location. But could you tell us more then a little bit about the actual PGA and like the structures, the way it's happening this year with centralized and decentralized meetings?
Okay, so
or even first, what is the PGA and what's it try to do?
Yeah, the People's Global Action is kind of a tool for people to gather and in specific moments and share their experience, their different activist experiences. During several years, it was mainly organizing a demonstration against big institutions like the IMF or the WTO. And I think, yeah, now this is like the third European meeting, or the fourth maybe. The previous one was in Belgrade, in Serbia. And so it was 2 years ago. And so it's not really a network that is active all the time. It's just like a tool to make gatherings and stuff like that. And so this year it's in five different places in France. So the idea was to have a decentralized meeting for 9 days. And then a centralized gathering in Dijon for 4 days at the end, because, and this is quite an attempt to have more time to know each other and to work together a little more, because the previous meetings were like 4 or 5 days, 500 people together, and really too much things and people and not enough time to meet each other.
Yeah. And then also like there's the previous ones where they more focused on like a, you know, an actual action, like preparing for WTO and you know what's going to happen, how are people going to organize about that, where this is, because it's decentralized, you've got like each decentralized node has its own team. We're at the urbanism themed meeting here in Toulouse, where there's other ones that might be about more technical systems, like technical digital systems do with the internet or global networks, that way of things, or I'm not fully sure what the other ones are, but I suppose the question I'm getting to is that like that the that there's, it's gone from just, you know, reacting against a meeting, a big economic body's meeting, to now looking at the wider picture of what's going on in life and what can be done, how can we work together to improve things, what are the real little, not little in the that they're not important, but the smaller, the issues that like what is the community of this, the issues of this community, like are they the things now that are starting to get looked at and hopefully solutions being worked upon by these through this mechanism.
Yeah, exactly. This idea of connect with the local issues is a will that is stronger and stronger. But here in Toulouse, we realize that it's really not easy. Like there have been interesting connections with neighbors that have come up and see what's happening, and we had some discussions with them. But most
of those people would have remembered when there was a community here before in the old squat.
Yeah. Several have told me that they remembered, but there was a woman who was active in the resistance of these people against eviction, who said, "You know, you're not going to save them. You're just here for 10 days, and they are fighting for 20 or 30 years. They have their own, they have their own strength in a way. So." Yeah,
perhaps it's a way of getting more people to become aware of what their struggle is, and hope that they can maybe support in a, you know, a sort of secondary level of support for them.
Yeah, hopefully, because it will really depend on if there is some connection that stays alive after we leave. Like here, there is. Some activists from Toulouse that have now made new connections with local people, and as well,
like at the moment we can maybe just. If you can hear that sound, the sound of like a lawnmower, like the earth has been opened up, and with the start of a community garden, and like that's something practical that could happen and hopefully might happen, might continue to live after these few days.
Yeah, hopefully, yes. The problem is that some neighbors that are squatting in neighboring houses have already been a little bit threatened by the police, that you know, because there was an occupation here that made some, you know, some noise and stuff, that the police said they would be evicted sooner because they don't want trouble happening here, and probably the owner is going to close and barricade the place after we leave. So we don't know if people will be able to reappropriate this place after we leave. But anyway, the dynamics we have maybe helped to restart or strengthen will maybe happen another way, or yeah, we don't know.
And could you just tell us then a little bit, like at the actual start of like last Saturday, how this opened and how different people came, like who were going to different meetings of the PGA, but they came here for the opening of this area and then went off to there. Could you just tell us about how on Saturday how this piece of closed off land was opened, like with the people coming down to the garden, the Jardin Frédéric, and in the morning and then moving.
Yeah. Okay. So there was a meeting point that was was diffused. That was that was told to people to gather in a square that is a few hundred meters far from here, and when we arrived, some people just had opened the gates of the entrance, and then there was a few trucks that had brought material, some pre-built parts of a house. Of this house made of straw had been prepared before and brought by a truck, and we were something around 80 people that quickly set up the basic infrastructures, toilets, water, kitchen, and it was really a good moment to have this occupation, which happened pretty well.
And it's it'll be here for a few more days before it moves on anyway. Yeah. And then actually getting into the actual the work that's been done in terms of the discussions and the films, like has there been different themes every day, or is it all about just different issues of urbanism, or what have been some of the most important ideas to come out of the discussions?
For example, we had a discussion about what is this PGA kind of network, and what can we do with that, and discussion raised the question of how we can have larger connections, not just a few activists meeting together, but really work with different people, for example, in the suburbs. So then there was this whole discussion about the reality of the suburbs that is very different from the social from our social class, like and it's really hard to work together, as we have seen in recent riots in France. There was really a big gap between different realities, and this is really a big issue to address for the situation here in France. And then today we had this discussion about access to the land, because there is fewer and fewer farmers, and and a lot of people that have a situation that's getting worse and would like to just have some land to cultivate, and the situation is really not open for that. People are getting more and more depossessed of their means to survive, and we had this discussion about how is it possible to to organize together, which is the way to start when some alternative experiences have they want to play a game.
Plus tard, peut-être avec, c'est une 5 minutes. Oui. Oh, tu voulais jouer avec this? Or with
what? With jouer avec les ballots de paille, ou c'était juste pour nous inviter, nous?
Bah, c'était pour vous inviter, vous.
Ah, c'est gentil. Ouais.
Or avec le radio.
Non, moi je pense que je... Moi non, merci, mais...
Non. Peut-être plus tard, ouais.
C'est surtout on va parler français, quoi.
Non.
Ah oui.
J'ai juste peu de français.
Bah, on va juste dire qu'en fait, il y a des cartes, ils ont des prénoms. C'est par exemple, on distribue des cartes.
Ok.
Il y a un dessin.
Alors,
Il
y a un loup-garou.
There is a werewolf.
Elle est partie à la...
Werewolf, ok. Loup-garou. Loup-garou.
Ouais. Hein? Et faut qu'il tue tout le monde.
He has to kill everybody.
Oi, oi, oi.
Sinon, il y a des villageois.
And the other are peasants, village people. Yeah.
Okay.
Ouais. Et puis il y a plusieurs personnes.
And the different characters in the game.
Ah, okay. Et quand serait cette joue? When will it?
Quand est-ce que ça serait?
Bah, dans pas longtemps là-bas. Ça fait tôt.
Okay. Yeah, peut-être, ouais.
Il y a mon papa qui parle anglais aussi pour expliquer.
Mm-hmm. Ok.
Peut-être ça. Merci.
Merci. So as you can see, lots of different things going on here, from building houses to werewolf games to gardening to eating to cooking to washing to pooing to everything, as well as to changing the world. But so anyways, that's about it here, I think.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, because I know the one thing is that it's a lot of discussions are, well, nearly everything, most people here speak French, so it's difficult for non-French speakers or those with only very little French to come and to understand exactly. So the few people who can actually translate the English to French and French to English, they have a very hard work to do, because they have to listen, they have to remain focused, and they have to translate. So thank you very much, André, because you've been working hard very much today. And thanks very much for that. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
There will be plusieurs parties.
Okay.